Anti-didact unana. The boys are saying pee pee poo poo ha ha ha. They tell stupid jokes on microphone ha ha. But the best is pee pee poo poo. Pee pee poo 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 ha ha.
Oh, I was like, what fucking song is that?
I know. It's Umbrella, right?
Da, 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 da. That was Havana.
Da 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 da. Pee poo 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 ha.
Pee poo poo ha ha ha. Funny. Yeah. Pee poo Umbrella.
Anti-didact.
No, you're doing it wrong. That's why I had to write it down, is because the syllable count was weird.
Yeah.
I still flubbed it. So.
Listen, if you just had better pitch control, it would have been.
What do you mean? Perfect. Pitch control. Pitch control. I'll control your pitch.
Just pitch me some control right now. Give me your elevator pitch for
give
control.
Give me your control.
Give me controls. Give me the controls.
Let me put my hands into your brain so I can control you.
Let me put my hand in your pants so I can move your legs.
I'll show you control. No, no, not there.
Doesn't pee for 8 hours.
Some people can't do that.
My special power is I can give myself a urinary tract infection by holding my pee in for 8 hours.
My secret power, tossing and turning for 3 hours every night.
My other secret power, sleeping in a little bit of a weird way and then waking up with a very sore neck for like a couple days.
Oh. Ow.
I don't know what happened.
You've woken up with a sore neck before, I'm sure.
No.
You've never had a sore neck?
No. It's when I sleep in my chair accidentally. that's my secret power, falling asleep in my chair and then not waking up for 3 hours.
I think we've been over this before. Hank brushes his teeth for 3 hours and then falls asleep, right?
Yeah, every night I have to brush my teeth for at least 30 minutes.
No, you brush your teeth, you read one page of a manga, and then you fall.
No, I read a real book for real people.
Bullshit.
For real people.
Because mangas
are for fake people. They're not real.
All my haters read manga.
All my haters are fake people.
I make imaginary haters to keep myself on my toes.
I read a news article that Instagram is going to start adding like fake profiles, like completely AI generated profiles to reply to you.
That's like so funny. Like,
but I thought of that as like an amazing cop out for like when like Elon Musk or someone gets made fun of online. Like, just like you're a bot, because like there are tons of bots on the site. So like, how are you going to say like he's not a bot? Because the bots look just as convincing as the non-bots.
I'm gonna make my own racket by creating bots that then click ads and then selling robot ads to the advertisers for $1 million.
I do think the advertising economy is going to collapse when it turns out that nobody is looking at the ads.
The entire internet is like 5 or 6 people.
It's Tony.
Who watch all the ads.
Brady.
Yeah, it's us, Tony, Brady, and the bunch.
The bunch is one guy.
He named himself.
He's called The Bunch.
First name, The.
First name, The. Last name, Bunch. 18% power of lunch.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I have this sneaking suspicion that streamers use the excuse of bots to give themselves a foil upon which to respond to stupid people. So, Asmongold, which I'm sure all of you know.
Did I send you the picture where the guy said he looks like a pedophile in a show full of anthropomorphic rats?
He's the only millionaire I know that has used a dead rat as an alarm clock. Because the sun would wake him up in the morning by heating up his rat, and then it would
and
it's
the
stinky,
smell would wake
him. It would wake him up.
Jesus, did he tell that story? Is that real?
And then he has his pile what of bloody fuck? Teeth.
Oh my god!
He would just scrape. He would just do horrible things. He's a wall of blood.
Do you ever just see a person? And you know, maybe this is a little judgmental, but you ever just see a person you'd like instantly know they're a rat fuck?
Rat fucker.
Oh yeah, people. Anybody
not a rat fucker, but like just a rat fuck kind of person.
Anyone with a rat tail.
Well, anyone with a rat tail, but like real like Randall from Recess energy.
Yeah,
like just a real rat.
Oh,
fuck
the mousy man, kind of mousy dude.
Yeah, like kind of conniving, kind of like most Sizzlak kind of.
Oh yeah, like kiss asses, but all in for all the wrong reasons.
Like guys who will completely sacrifice public opinion of themselves just to like get away with like one stupid thing.
Yeah.
He just seems like a rat fuck. I always thought he was a rat fuck.
Asmongold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
him and Dr. Disrespect, I saw both of those guys, and I never even watched one of their streams. I was like, yeah. You guys are rat fucks.
At the very least, Asmongold isn't a pedophile.
like, for what we know.
Yeah, from as far as we know. Dr. Disrespect, on the other hand.
They're like, he was messaging. Well,
technically, he's a Hebe file or a Hebe, what's it? What's the Phoebe file? The Hebity file.
The Skibbity file? Sorry.
Yeah, I love streamer drama because those guys have no skills, and if they lose that job, they lose everything.
Oh, yeah. So Asmongold's like motto for drama is just like, just keep swimming. just keep making content. They'll just completely forget what happened in like 3 weeks, and it'll be fine, and all of your views will remain, and people will just keep watching you. Just replace the drama.
It's just like that on Anti-Didact.
Yeah, does everyone?
Whenever there's drama, like, oh, Ian's not right about water,
boiling water,
or something. Like, whenever there's drama, we just keep pushing through. We don't let the drama get to us.
Or somebody mentions a pee poo 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 ha ha funny joke.
Someone opens the episode with a weird song they wrote about pee poo poo ha ha.
We just keep pushing.
May or may not be in the episode.
we keep pushing. We don't let that affect us.
We just keep going. You know, if you don't like the song, you just keep going.
And if you are the creator of that song, just keep going and don't listen to the beginning of the episode and don't sue us.
My detractors, they're suing me. They're calling me a bad actor. They're saying I lost all their investment money.
My regular tractors are breaking down.
We're sorry that you listening to that song in our podcast makes it seem like we're defaming you. It's defamation. Mm-hmm. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going. We have a guide this week.
Bam!
But also, you're listening to Anti-Didact, the podcast about how to or we ask outcome. My name is Ian.
My name is Hank.
My name is Red.
Haha, I beat you this time.
Ha. This is going to be a counterclockwise episode.
You soiled the order.
Today, we have how to measure length. Now, this is kind of a special guide because it is authored by David Pugh and Dan Hickey.
Is Pube and Hickey wrote this?
Dude, Pube and Hickey.
My two favorite sex acts, Pube and Hickey.
Precise measurements are important for crafts, construction progress, home decor, but how do you measure the exact length of something? It's impossible.
Who could say how long something really is?
If only there was perhaps a tool that could do this for me.
I'd say it's not long enough, whatever it is.
Yeah.
This could be a lot longer.
It could be leagues long. You don't know.
Depending on the tool and technique, finding length down to the millimeter or even the 16th of an inch is a breeze. That's why we've put together a handy guide to measuring length in both metric and imperial systems. If you're ready to measure up everything you own and even yourself, then keep scrolling.
Now, have you ever heard an old guy say length instead of length?
Yeah.
I think that's an old guy thing. They say length.
I do that length. Sometimes.
Length. Well, you do some woodworking.
Length.
When you measure stuff, you measure once, cut twice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no. I measure it once, then I cut it.
Then I cut it again.
I cut like an inch away from the mark so that there's some leeway.
Oh no, isn't it measure twice, cut once?
Yeah, that's why I was hesitating. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know which one was the gotcha. Like, this guy doesn't know how it works.
Yeah, I just eyeball it. My house, it's made out of eyeballing.
I do have this nasty habit of just like this part of my finger is an inch.
Is it like, perfectly an inch?
It's just about an inch.
Get the caliper out. Get the caliper.
But what I'll do is I'll just start measuring things like this. So you guys are like 3 inches long, and I'm just like moving my finger over the thing.
I want to know, do you have a ruler?
Probably somewhere. I'm not going to go pull it out for you.
Because I want to see.
Also, I'd have to probably run it through the dishwasher.
I want to see I want to see how long.
This is my dick measuring ruler. I only use it for measuring my dick.
I'm like shaking it off before I give it to you. Yeah,
like, it's like a sword that you're like wiping the blood off of.
It's covered in pee.
Oh no. Oh god.
How else are you supposed to measure it?
you got to empty the pee out of it first. Obviously, everyone knows that.
And then you want to know how far you're peeing.
My stream is a parabola of 16 inches.
Wait, so you have a bunch of rulers then?
Yeah, no, this is my pee ruler. This is my penis ruler.
I put the ruler down, and then when I run out of ruler, I use my finger, and I just count the inches from there. Accurate. Yeah.
No, I just want to see how
many inches are on a foot?
How many inches my foot is. Because people use their feet a lot to measure.
Oh, like, I bet a feet is a foot.
Can I see your foot?
Who?
13 inches.
Yeah? That's thanks, man.
What about me?
7 inches.
Fuck.
Let's see yours. Let's see Ian's foot. Let me lift it up for you. How's your hammy doing? What do you think, Hank?
I give that like maybe 10.
10, okay.
I can't believe Hank likes Ian's foot more than my foot.
I like feet. Feed me.
Feet me.
Famous last words. I think that's what the guy who got trampled on Black Friday said. And everyone, all the customers were so nice, they said, okay, if that's what you really want.
If you say so.
It was only afterwards they realized what they had done.
Miyazaki is Hank's like dream job.
Yeah, just I'm like, no, Hideo Kojima. Miyazaki. I can scan all the feet.
Making Studio Ghibli films.
Yeah. Wait, isn't Miyazaki the Dark Souls guy?
Yeah, he's also the Studio Ghibli guy.
No.
They're not the same guy, but they're both Miyazaki.
Oh, okay.
No, but there's Hideo Kojima, who is famous for scanning feet.
Scanning them.
Yeah, there's the, what's the Quiet? The one from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Really?
She was in an interview, and she's like, yep, I had to scan my feet for this one. Hideo Kojima's like, I need to scan your feet.
Her feet are real? Oh,
she's barefoot, because she can't wear clothes, because it hurts her skin.
But she wears clothes anyways.
Well, she wears underpants.
Yeah.
That's funny. She shouldn't wear underpants.
If it hurts her, you know, she got to take them off.
They should make a video game for guys.
Where nobody wears any clothes. Or none of the women wear any clothes.
And all the men are chaste, and they all wear lots of clothes.
They wear all of their clothes.
Wear all of their clothes.
Like on a previous episode, I mean, like, all the t-shirts in your closet, like, all at the same time.
All the sweatpants you own. Underneath all the jeans that you own.
Uh-huh.
Underneath all the track pants. Okay. What is length?
Is it different than length? Girth?
Well, yeah.
I don't want to get it. I don't want to cover the same ground that South Park covered.
What about...
Or Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Have you seen that episode?
The Silicon Valley where they have to come up with the algorithm for jerking guys off is really funny.
He's like,
what if you could like... They were tip to tip. So, like, in a single motion, you could, like,
jerk off two penises at the same time.
Like, you have two hands, so you could do four.
In a room full of X amount of people, how long would it take to jerk off that many people?
It's kind of a great scene in television history.
And it lets them win the competition or something.
They come up with a brand new compression algorithm because they're trying to think about this really hard.
It's like, what if one guy is taller than the other one? The angle has to change.
He's like, we'd have to pair them up so that the size could produce one clean angle.
Oh, length has a lot to do with things other than penis. Okay.
All right, name.
Okay,
name,
guys.
Okay, name your five favorite lengths.
Okay, feet, rope. Hands.
Length of rope.
Time.
Length of time.
Oh, time. Time is my favorite.
Time is the ultimate length.
Yeah.
Balls.
Balls length.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
How you guys don't measure your balls.
You got some long balls.
How close they are together.
It seems one ball is 1 centimeter longer than the other.
Length between eyes. Although that's more of a distance.
Well, no, that's so you know if you have hunter eyes.
Yeah.
Versus the little rabbit.
Versus like prey eyes on the side of your head.
Find out if you're Sid from Ice Age. Length is the measurement of an object's longest side from end to end.
I thought you were going to say length is the measurement of an object's long.
That's what Hank would have said. For example, the length of a boat is the distance from the very tip of the bow, the front, all the way to the rear, the stern.
Okay, this is that is a stupid way to deliver this explanation. Is like start introducing other things that the reader doesn't know about, like the like bow and the stern.
Analogy.
Yeah, let's go over boat nomenclature real quick. It's like stupid. It's like the front of a car and the back of a car. Yeah. The front is the front part and the back is the back part.
Ooh. Although I will say a lot of boats are described by their length. It's like, oh, that's a big boat. And then the next question is inevitably it's like, oh, what? How long is it?
Oh, your boat has a large distance.
How much time does it take for your boat to propagate? I'll wait.
My boat is mitomorphosizing and making two smaller boats.
What if your boat was like one? They're like, how long is it? One. And then you were like, one boat. It was one boat.
It was one boat.
How long does your chip take to thesis?
It was one boat long.
The same amount of time as the original ship did.
See, people are always saying this. You take your boat, then you thesisize it. You make new parts. You slowly replace the parts of your boat. You now have a new boat as well as your old boat, two boats for free.
Well, it's more of a theory.
Oh, so you're saying take the old parts from as you replace them, take the old.
It's like keeping all your baby teeth. Uh-huh. You can recreate your jaw later.
Yeah. What if you just...
But can you still chew with it?
Oh, clack, 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 clack.
What if you made a boat, and then that was the original, and then you, like, made another boat from, like, new pieces of boat, and then you, like, crushed the first boat under the second boat? Like, does the first boat, like, consume the soul of the...
Yeah, where does the boat's soul go?
Well, that's the theory. That is the premise for a TV show.
Yeah, like soul boat.
soul crusher. Boat.
I'll call it soul boat.
Where's the soul of the Titanic right now? We need to find it.
It's on Titanic 2.
It's actually in the Luxor Hotel because that's where the big piece is.
That's where the big piece?
It's the biggest piece.
It's on that piece of plank that Jack wasn't able to hang on to.
Isn't the Luxor in the...
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
They used to be a big, beautiful, beautiful pyramid. But now they put a giant Dorito on one of the sides.
Did they really?
Yeah, it looks like a big Dorito now.
So that's like the Doritos Locos Casino?
It is.
I think you could make a lot of money at the Doritos Locos Casino. Think about it. Like you send around the waitresses with like little bags of
nachos Doritos, and chips.
And they serve margaritas in there, maybe a little Taco Bell.
You get the Dorito dust around the margarita top.
I feel like there is a casino for you out there somewhere. Like yeah. You specifically for him, yeah. Like there is a nacho cheese Taco Bell.
Oh, I win the jackpot somewhere. And just starts covering me with cheese.
It's like Nickelodeon slime time.
Get cheese on. Well,
yeah. Yeah, you're getting cheesed under the big cheese drum.
What's the air tunnel that you go in to grab all the cash?
It's just full of cheese. I'm just coming fucking wet with cheese.
It's full of magic cards.
I'm crumpling them. They're no longer PSA 10.
They're all black lotuses.
Oh, if I was a Saudi prince, that's what I would do. I'd round up all the black lotuses and
just put them in an air chamber.
Put them in like the money grab chamber for my friends.
I'm surprised that Post Malone was the one that bought the one ring from the Lord of the Rings set.
Mm. Well, he's the only one that has like $1 million.
Well, like on that note, like what about the Saudi princes? Where were the Saudi princes when the one for one
they were
one
too busy buying sale? SNK and making new Art of Fighting games.
Oh,
Shin Megami Knights.
No, what's the thing? What's the thing I'm thinking of?
Friday Night Funkin'.
Friday the 13th.
No, it's that fighting game from SNK. Final Fight.
Final Fight. Yeah. I would see clips of that on Twitter where it's just people falling downstairs because apparently they have dynamic stairs.
Is it Final Fight? Or is it Art of Fighting?
Fight Night. Fight Night at Freddy's.
I don't actually know.
It's the one that Terry's from about. In Smash Brothers.
Terry? The
fuck is Terry!
That? Terry!
They have too many characters in Smash 4.
Dave!
Luigi!
Steve!
Donald!
Pyra and Mithra. Donald Duck.
What's the one that he just like doesn't have any gusto with? He's like
Kingdom Hearts character.
He's like, oh, fucking, who is it? He's like
Austin Lucario. Powers.
Luigi!
Austin Powers lost his mojo.
That's his ultimate.
Yeah,
he loses. Because when he's no longer limited by mojo, he can do anything.
Yeah, baby. And then he gets his final smash.
That's coming out of the Wiimote. Like,
oh, behave. That is not my bag, babe.
Length is measured in units or small quantities of the same size that add up to the total length of an object. There are two major systems of measurement units. The metric system. The standard unit of length is the meter. There are 10 millimeters in one. Yeah, we know science. And the imperial system, yeah, it's a foot, 12 inches, yards. Yeah,
I like that they chose a really cool name, like the imperial system.
Well, because we're the kings of the world, right? We're America. We know everything.
Metric system, that's for nerds. I want the imperial system.
You know, I've said this before. This article was written for fucking aliens. Because if you can read this article, but you don't know what length is. Like, I don't get it.
I felt stupid reading those two sentences. Like, oh, you're 12 inches to a foot and 3 feet make a... Oh, really?
3 feet make a meter.
No. Not like that stuff. Like, I can understand someone who, like, grew up in the metric system, like, needing a quick explainer on, like, feet and inches. But, like...
Yeah. Feet?
But like
I can't imagine being like, length. That? Length is when you... the length of something. Like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. Like I can... Like, you have to know what length is before you can read. Like... There's nobody out there who's like able to read at this level and also doesn't know what length is. Well, so it's like you're talking to aliens. Like
it's the common. It's just a concept. Like length is a concept. If you don't understand length, then you don't know anything.
Like Gleebus has come down to Earth and he's like in the future we all measure in three-dimensional hypercubes.
Four-dimensional.
She's like, what is this primitive length you speak of? Like, and then you give him this, and
you show him a ruler, and he's like, oh, what a peculiar device.
I hate it when aliens are getting impressed over nothing. Measuring object lengths. Step 1. Use a measuring tool with the right units for your measuring system. Some measuring tools show markings for imperial and metric units, while others only show one system. Eyeball the length of an object or surface you're measuring and grab a measurer that looks just as long or longer. That is such a weird sentence.
Just as long or longer.
Use a ruler for how could you measure something if the ruler is shorter than the object? Like, how could you?
You start doing that thing where you like put your finger there and you're like, oh, okay, now. And then your finger moves a little bit and you're like, no, no, now it's not measuring right.
You have to use the section of your finger that's an inch.
In my dimension, I would have used the four-dimensional hyperfinger.
I love the idea of an alien like seeing somebody yawn and you're like, oh, big yawn, yes, good, like we do to cats.
Oh, big stretch.
Big stretch. Just like clapping. Oh,
dude, if I was cute. Like a little alien's pet, I feel like that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, just, the whole Rick and
you just want to hang out.
I would be such a good cat, dude.
I think we talked about the hanging out competition, like the Olympic hanging out. I think you should do that.
No, I'd get beaten by pandas. They're probably like
they'd hang ultimate. Out way better.
There's nothing. Nobody that just hangs out as well as pandas.
Did they ever do like an Olympic horse race where they just made all horses from across the world race each other? Dog fight.
They made a movie about it.
An Olympic dog fight?
Well, the horse race.
Yeah.
It was when Viggo Mortensen rode the horse across the desert or whatever.
Yeah, the horse herd round the world.
Yeah.
So use a ruler for objects that are smaller than a piece of paper. Imperial rulers are 1 foot long, and a metric ruler is 30 centimeters. Use a yardstick or a meter stick for medium objects. Use a tape measurer for long objects, like a room. A room is kind of like a long object when you think about it.
Yeah, a room occupies distance.
Use the long thing to measure the long thing. Use the short thing to measure the short thing.
That sounds like a game tutorial. Spyro, press the X button to jump.
Press the X button to do what the X button does.
Press the X button to line up one end of the object with the zero mark on the measurer. When you're using a ruler, you have to look carefully for the zero mark. It's at the very end of some measuring sticks, but sometimes it's away from the end.
Which I fucking hate so much.
Well, here's the thing.
So annoying.
Can I give you a little...
Go off, King.
Okay, let me go off. that part of the ruler, like the business end of it, will just wear down over time.
So I agree.
If the zero is at the end, it'll just wear away. So that's why they put it in like a millimeter.
I'm going to go home and chop the excess off the end of my ruler.
So hey, you could totally just put a ruler in the bandsaw. No one's going to stop you.
Yeah, or the belt sander. Just
hey, dude, you better watch out. I'm going to come and wear down all your rulers so they're no longer on the zero anymore.
Straight, yeah, I'm going to wear it down to the 0.25 mark.
Or measuring my cock too often.
The 3/16
mark. wearing it down.
People keep asking me. I got to know when it changes.
Just every day checking. Just in case.
Make sure the object you're measuring and the tool are lined up with each other. Otherwise, you might not measure it correctly. And double check that your measuring tool reaches all the way along the object's length. If it's too short, grab a bigger measurer. That's a funny word.
That's such an insult.
Oh, my tool is too long.
They need to grab a longer tool. This is a counterclockwise episode.
We did. This is a counterclockwise episode.
I announced it right at the beginning of the episode.
Damn, I forgot already.
Wow.
This is it because the joke is dead.
So. Yes. Yeah,
it doesn't happen again.
Last time I'm going to mention that.
Last time I'm going to say the direction of the podcast.
Yeah, and from now on you'll have to infer.
No, now you just go to the wiki.
We'll also shuffle our seating arrangements
to confuse those.
I've been sitting in this seat for 5 years now.
The one thing we cannot do is shuffle the seating arrangement, even though we've done it before. Step 3. Look how far the object reaches on the measurer to read its length. Measuring tools use tick marks to help you see how many units long an object is. Read the tick mark, which is a hyperlink for some reason. Read the tick mark. That whole phrase is a hyperlink.
That's good.
Closest to the other end of your object to see its length. Metric and imperial rulers use different sets of tick marks. Metric rulers is literally just like describing the metric and imperial system. I don't want to like... The mid-size ticks between 1/2 inches or 1/4 inches. The second smallest ticks between 1/4 inches or 1/8 inches. This is fucking...
Wait, what's an inch?
An inch is like how long the king was.
Do you think there's
and
like...
Then, so he was 1 inch and then his foot was 12 inch.
So you know how they have like the standard peanut butter unit? Do you think they have like a standard inch unit that they have to like checking?
Are you talking about the standardized peanut butter?
Yeah.
That's not a unit of peanut butter.
Well, it's like the standard measuring, like it's how you measure if something is peanut butter.
How much peanut butter do you think is in a standardized unit of peanut butter?
It's probably a tablespoon, right?
Well, I think the standardized unit is probably a tablespoon, but you have to also have the standard peanut butter so that you can know how peanutty your butter is. Because it's like you have to have a ratio of peanut to butter.
You're right. The ratio of peanut to butter. Yep. That's important. Because you don't want to have too much butter or it's just oily.
Yeah, and then same thing with the standard gram of like the 1 gram that weighs 1 gram, all other grams will weigh to. Like, do they have the standard inch somewhere? Like what was the first thing somebody found that like chose the inch?
Probably a mummified finger.
I think it was Captain Crunch.
Captain Inch.
Yeah, they have a Captain Crunch piece, the crunch piece, and they're like, that's an inch. And every year a new cereal comes in and gives their new version of the
inch. They keep the Captain Inch next to the peanut butter in the vault in Switzerland.
Because they have peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Wow. So this cereal talk has reminded me that I haven't had cereal in about 18 months.
Damn.
Because I'm very infrequent on cereal. I'll just buy a box 1 week and then eat the whole box and then that'll be it. And I won't buy cereal again for like 2 years. But I really need some Cinnamon Life.
So it's like a treat.
I need some nice Cinnamon little... Life. Fucking yesterday.
Cinnamon. Hold on a second. The cereal named Life has a cinnamon version?
Yes. It's a cinnamon version of it. It's even sweeter than regular Life.
Blowing my fucking mind right now.
Yeah.
Is it sweeter than Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is too sweet for me as an adult.
I like it because it's just candy.
It doesn't go well with anything. Like, you can't have it with a glass of orange juice because it makes the orange juice taste bitter in comparison, and then you also can't have it with like coffee because it's way too sweet for coffee.
Well, here's what you do is you I know this goes against all cereal rules, but it's what I do to
you're saying pour orange juice on it.
No.
Oh,
no.
Use orange juice as the medium.
Nothing to do with orange juice. I'm not a fucking psychopath. You pour the milk into the bowl first, and that goes against the grain. That's what I'm talking about.
It's already
about.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's already wrong. Pour the bowl into the milk. Yeah. that's
wrong. Now, that's just plain wrong. Cut and the top off the gallon, drop the bowl into the milk.
And then pull the bowl out. It works perfectly. It's like a ladle. And then pour chocolate syrup into the milk. And you have chocolate milk in your bowl, and then you pour the cereal in, and you have chocolate milk cinnamon toast crunch cereal.
Now, when I have cinnamon flavored stuff, I'm never thinking to myself, God damn, I wish this also had chocolate in it.
It needs more corn.
What it will do is help it pair with the coffee more.
Not really. Chocolate, no.
Mocha.
It's too sweet. Mocha,
okay, wait. You take coffee, use that as the cereal medium. Ooh. It's also hot. It's a soup now.
They make a...
No.
So
the has to be iced coffee.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch people have actually been going a little crazy.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been to the grocery store.
No.
You don't do your own grocery shopping.
No, I do go to the grocery store. I thought
Amazon
like...
does your grocery shopping for you.
No, I have my little speed run route I do because if I look, it's like, because for me, grocery stores are like the Gorgon, where if you like look the aisles in the aisle, then you'll get trapped and turned to stone and you'll buy way too much crap you don't need.
So you just look at the signs. You don't even look down the aisle to see what's in the
I have my little list and I put my little horse blinder on and I just go and I get my little things I need and I'm boom out of there in
you
10 minutes.
You just gallop right through the whole store.
Yes.
You don't go to the grocery store.
I go to the grocery store.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you buy?
Let's see. A lot of times it's like strictly to buy what we're cooking for dinner that night. So,
chicken, shrimp,
like onions, like chicken breasts and sometimes like pork and stuff. Vegetables.
I stand corrected. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, they've been going a little crazy with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that. There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer.
Huh?
Like the non-dairy, like coffee mate. Creamer.
I you know what, I actually have seen that. You're just bringing up like a massive like.
And then they also have Cinnamon Toast Crunch Hormel bacon.
No, they can't have that.
It's like stupid. It's like, ooh, candied bacon. And I imagine you're the fattest fucker in the world if you're eating that.
It's like bacon is already caramelized essentially when you cook it.
I saw a picture today on Reddit of a guy who had a nipple on his bacon.
Oh, no.
It does come from pork belly.
No. So
there's just a nipple hanging out on his bacon. I was like, that's funny.
Did he eat it?
Dude.
What's funny is like I see stuff like that, and I'm like, ooh, yuck. And then if it actually happened to me, I'd probably still eat it.
I'd probably just eat it, yeah.
It's all flesh. I'm like, a beast anyway.
Especially if I had already cooked it.
At the end of the day, I've had... pork before where there's still hair on it. So it's like,
dude, you got the hairy pork.
Like, you're not gonna scare me.
Yeah, like I've eaten a chicken wing that hadn't had all its feathers plucked off before.
Yeah,
I plucked the feathers off afterwards or before.
Yeah, you pull a pin feather out of your mouth. Yeah. Like, that's happened to me before eating birds.
Yeah. You know, like a cat. What are you, fucking cat?
Like some Sylvester when he's like licking his mouth and he coughs and feathers come out.
Yeah. eat the chicken whole.
I mean, when people eat deer, I don't say like, "Oh, you're eating ungulates."
Which
maybe I should.
Which is what?
I think a deer is an ungulate.
I thought those were a type of squid.
Did you even read the thing?
No, probably not.
unauthorized pass of the tablet alert. Oh,
warning.
Fumble.
Yeah, he fumbled the bag.
Step 4, choose the smaller whole number if the object ends between two units. Now, that's
bullshit.
That's not entirely the case because you're allowed one guess space.
Guess space?
If you remember from chemistry or physics class.
Yeah.
If you're measuring something and it falls between two of the tick marks, you are allowed to guess the final decimal point.
Is that like a significant figures kind of thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So like if it falls between them and you're like, it's like 60%, you can put a 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like it's the
yeah,
last
yeah.
one.
Fuck
you can take
it.
A,
fuck it.
Why not? It's so,
oh,
it's,
oh, I see what you mean now. I see. Yeah.
The precision is like it almost doesn't matter.
Yep. Who's going to check you on that? Come on.
Like this is just being conservative. And actually, it depends on what you need for tolerances. If you need a higher tolerance, you should actually go bigger.
You should, yeah.
That way you can kind of shave it down as needed.
Yep. Yeah, you can't add more material. You can always cut more off.
That's true.
Mm.
I have my reverse saw that actually does add more material.
I actually use my 3D printer to print brand new material.
In my mind palace. No, that's why the measure once, cut twice almost like makes sense mm-hmm. in a way, even though it's completely wrong. Because if the first cut is like you make sure to always cut less off than you should have in the first cut, then you can be more precise in the second one and be sure to cut exactly what you need.
Do you guys get exposed to any of the 3D printer content on YouTube?
A little bit, yeah.
Nah. Except for that little twirly thing that I keep seeing ads for.
I just got horror. Somebody 3D printed a Shrek. It was a Shrek toothpaste tube attachment where you screwed it on, mm-hmm. and
came out of his butt.
Yeah, the top of the tube went to his mouth, and the toothpaste came out of his butt.
Yeah.
Ha, he's pooping.
Ha, ha, I'm eating poop. So funny.
I'm so dirty.
Just saying that to yourself in your big empty apartment.
With your 3D printer going in the background.
You're like, ha ha.
The only noise in the apartment is a 3D printer.
It's the air conditioner and there's no food in your fridge.
Just the Shrek ketchup.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, sorry, 3D printing.
Oh yeah, the 3D printing guys. I can't watch those videos because they're always like, so I took my 3D printer, and you watch them do like 100 test prints because they're too stupid to figure out like how to model the thing.
They waste like $300 worth of filament.
Or I watch them, they're like, so I did a 3D model in SketchUp, and it's just them taking a really like grainy photograph in bad light of the object and then trying to like scale it up in SketchUp. It's like, what are you doing, man? It's like, I can just tell no one has done any professional drafting at all. Just all amateur shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, I only burned like, you know, $81 worth of filament to print this fucking stupid bracket.
This fucking Shrek butthole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The support bracket for the Shrek butthole wasn't sanding correctly.
Like, nobody's ever heard of design for manufacturing.
No, it's too silly. You were almost a plastics engineer.
Almost. Yeah. No, I'm just a regular drafting engineer. Not yet, but, you know.
Yeah, now you draft lottery tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
someone is designing lottery tickets.
And they're doing a really bad job of it, let me tell you.
I mean, gasoline is, like, basically plastic.
You're not a fan of the new art on the new scratchers?
So...
Scratch three cherries and win $3?
Scratch something that looks like it makes you, like something that looks like you won $100,000 but you didn't actually win $100,000.
Only if you have three, you won $100,000 marks, do you actually win $100,000.
So, every time you give me because you got me a lottery ticket for my birthday, every time you give me a ticket, I always think I like won big. I'm like, and then you're like, nope, actually, you didn't unscratch this little corner right here that has an X, and then you match this X up here with a B, and that actually means you didn't win anything. I'd love to be the lottery guy that like gets to choose where the X's and O's go and arrange them in a perfect pattern so it makes you think you lose.
Don't you like not even have to scratch them? Like it's just the barcode knows if you won or not. Yeah. So couldn't you just like buy tickets and immediately be like, just scan all the fucking codes?
Yeah. Oh, that's what people do. There's one lady that sits there for 6 hours, buys tickets every 5 seconds, scratches the barcode, scans it. Oh, I lost. Give me another one. Oh, I lost. Give me another one. Oh, I won. Give me two more. Oh, I lost on both of those. Give me another one. Like,
that can be frustrating.
It's driving me insane.
Yeah, I wish my full-time job was to be old and scratch lottery tickets.
I watched someone play Keno in person for the first time. Like, I always knew people played Keno, but I never watched someone actually sit down and play it.
Yeah.
And it was like you gotta fucking stare at the TV and wait until your game comes up. Like, it's the most you have to completely dissociate from your surroundings to play Keno.
Sounds like something an old person would love.
Or they just fucking like, it's just like, did you see that number? Like, it's too fast. Like, they're like, oh. Like, they're always asking you, like, did you see the last game? Was there 53 on the last game? It's like, why would I know if there was 53 in the last game? Like, who's memorizing this shit?
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't know, I don't know.
And then he brings it up. He's like, they lost both of them.
Like, surprise.
He's like, I should have gone double play, single play. I should have picked the 17. Yeah. But, and you're like, it's all bullshit. At the end of the day, it's all bullshit. You're going to lose every time.
The funniest part is the whole Keno setup, like, oh, here's this number, and then there's this number, and then there's this number, and it like goes through all 20 numbers one at a time. The second one game ends, all of the numbers for the next game are already out, and you can just scan the ticket. it's all a facade. It's like, it doesn't pick one number at a time. And, am I going to win? No, it's already been determined whether or not you won or lost. You're being dangled a little piece of cinnamon toast bacon on top of from a stick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gambling is fucking hilarious. So like, you think you're going to beat the house? The institution that was set up strictly to make money.
Literally the state. The state formed lottery.
You're fighting. Here's the people you're playing against when you play the lottery. You're playing against the state. You're playing against the Fed. You're playing against like local gambling rings.
Yeah, you're like, playing against Americans.
Yeah, when you go to a casino, you're playing against like all of Native America. And I'll tell you, they don't want you to win.
They don't take kindly to winners.
casinos, it's all mobs. Like
the
sports books.
Yeah, you know, Las Vegas runs the sports universe now. Every single ref is paid off.
No, 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 I'm really good at predicting the future, is what everyone tells themselves when they do sports betting.
Dude, I definitely tell myself that.
They're like, actually, I'm kind of a genius. Like, all my friends say I'm like a huge sports genius.
Kind of nice with it.
Yeah.
When it comes to sports,
I've got the 8-leg parlay.
And be like, I know the Celtics are going to be 3 points behind in the second quarter.
That's why I bet on it, obviously.
Second period? I don't know basketball.
It doesn't matter. It's all bullshit. It's all rigged anyway.
Sorry, ballers.
Dude, I love when they score the goal in basketball.
Yeah, we're only on step five, but it doesn't matter. This guy is stupid. If you don't know how to measure shit, fucking go to school, idiot.
Make sure to count the tick marks after your whole number. Each tick is a fraction of a unit.
Every
unit is 1 millimeter.
But Hank, what is a fraction?
But a millimeter.
We haven't gone over that in fourth grade yet.
What's a number?
Wait, a 1/10th? 1/10th? What is that? 10th place? Huh? Did I win?
Do I win 10 times?
10 times multiplier. Oh.
Longer ticks make eighths, quarters, and halves. Oh, for easy counting. So it was already pretty hard to count. But if the pencil tip lands past a 5-inch marks, then you have to count the tick marks from 5 to the tip of the pencil.
Whoa, easy, smart guy. Slow down.
I feel like they wrote this particular part where they're like, "Oh, I have to get down to the exact tick mark after my pencil is measured."
Oh, yes. How do you remove a smooth cylinder from a jar of Heinz ketchup? The cylinder increased in size and got stuck.
How did it get there in the first place?
The cylinder fell in.
He dropped it.
It's crazy because like that guy is like one of the top posters on all of Reddit. And people would just be like, how's your cylinder doing, buddy?
He's like, still there.
I think he just covered in butter.
I think he just made a throwaway account to be like, help with my cylinder. I have a cylinder.
I have a cylinder problem.
And someone was like, why don't you ice your cylinder?
Dude, I think it was a tube of mini M&Ms.
Oh, no.
I think it was.
Oh, no.
That's so funny to think about because it's so small. Tube of M&Ms. Mini M&Ms is such a small tube. I mean, I understand why you got stuck, but like, how to get it in there in the first place?
Well, you must have like stuffed it in there. Oh, yeah.
Dude, anyways, tube of mini M&Ms and butter? Dude, that shit is hot.
I prefer the mini Skittles container, okay?
Can you imagine getting into the ambulance and the guy's like, trying to cut you out of stupid M&M's thing.
It's like, we need to cut off the bottom of the tube in order to see you inside. Do you know how long it is? Do you know how far in it is?
It's like not even barely.
this part's hard. You have to add your whole number and then add the fraction to it. So the total of these measurements is the total length of your obstacle. In your pencil example, add 5 inches and 3/8 of an inch. That means the total length of the pencil is 5 3/8 inches.
That's not how fractions work. You got to take the numbers and put them together. 5 and 3, that's 8. Everybody knows that. 1 and 2, 3.
Yeah.
Just throw them together. Just put them together.
Five and five?
Just whatever. So if it's like 5 3/4, like what is that? Like 8 4/5? Four, five.
That's like they're just, five.
They're points. Just numbers.
That's
5.36.
That's 12.
They're just numbers.
8 3/4 or 5 3/4.
You know what? And then at the end of the 12. Day, once you measure it, you could be like, "That's my new system.
That's my new number. That everything is
that's slimperial for you."
I have a question for you guys. What is 2 divided by 2 on the outside of parentheses 2 plus 2?
2 divided by 2 on the outside.
So it's 2 and then the division symbol. So it's not
two
over or
under. 2 division symbol.
2 division symbol and then a phrase where it's 2 open parentheses, 2 plus 2 close parentheses.
Half.
No multiplication sign. Half. It's just right on the outside of the parentheses.
So I'm kind of a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this, but I can't do math unless I see it in front of me. It has to be on paper or I can't do it. It's really funny. People will try to tell me like math on the phone and be like, I can't do it. I'm like, I'm writing, and I have to write the whole thing down, and then I'm like, yep. Okay, now I can do it.
Yeah.
What's 5 3/8 plus 6 1/6?
You don't even remember the first number you said.
I do. It's 5.36. Wait, I'm going to check that right quick, actually.
The 3/8.
Yeah. Computer value. Computer enhance the numbers, make them bigger so I can read them.
Joe Biden. Computer, give me Tane at 3/8 size.
I was 1.5 off.
Get at 36. Fucked.
I can't believe you went Apple mode after years of being Android mode.
It was because, like, my freaking ex was like,
I know you were made to do it.
Get Apple. And then we broke up, and I'm like, well, now I'm just stuck with a freaking Apple.
Yeah. Fucking Apple
Watch. I would have bought your phone from you.
I still have it if you want it.
What year is it?
S21.
Oh, I have an S21.
Well, now you can have 2 S21s. What's 1 S21 plus another S21?
I don't know.
S42.
Yeah, they got to come out with the Samsung S42.
S, more like Samsung.
What are they on now? The iPhone 18 SX Pro 2?
No, it's 16 Pro.
It's the iPhone Black
Pro Max. Pro Max Plus.
Plus 5.
Plus.
Plus squared.
The iPhone in 3/8.
They should do an iPhone in 3/8.
No, that's what the iPod Nano was.
They should do a new iPod Nano, and they should call it the iPod Yocto, and it should be really small.
I'd buy it.
That's one of my favorite encyclopedia articles, is for the iPod Yocto.
So, like, I thought that was that a real thing?
Do you know what encyclopedia is?
No.
It's like parody Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
It's like if you wrote articles that made, like, that were just a gag.
So it's the Onion, but in Wikipedia format.
Yeah, oh,
but
it's I was just thinking like, of an Encyclopedia Dramatica that's just all gore videos.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why were you on that website?
Oh, because it was a dare, and I was like in freaking high school or some shit, and I
think it's just a shitty forum.
Well, it's not just, it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, you know what I meant to show you? I don't think it shows up in the mobile version, but there's a WikiHow forum that you get access to when you log in, and you can read some of the posts there. And I shit you not, half of the posts were, I think I might be bisexual. Which was like, it was so funny to me because so many of the quizzes are like that. So people are taking the quiz. The quiz is saying you're bisexual. And then they're making an account, going to the forum and saying like, I think I might be bisexual.
Oh, God.
To a whole forum full of other people who are also saying the same thing. It's really funny.
No, yeah, way, last, me too.
Last week, last episode, I had when we were first initially went through the massive page of quizzes to pick, I had to filter out the ones that were like more than half of them were just, oh, what's my sexuality? What's my gender? Ooh.
Like that's a classic like teen magazine,
yes,
like yes. Quiz. I just think it's so funny that people get their result from like, these online quizzes and they instantly go online. They're like, what does this mean?
Is this
like,
real?
It's like, I don't know. Are you bisexual? And they're like, I don't think so. It's like, maybe you're not.
Do you believe what the quiz
says?
Yeah,
people are like, all in there. They're like, the quiz told
the
me.
The quiz can't be wrong.
It's like, I don't know. You get to pick your own life. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's actually your responsibility to figure out.
I didn't write the quiz, okay, man? I can't tell you what the
quiz
means.
All I can tell you is how long a ruler is.
Oh, step 7. Round the measurement if the object ends between 2 tick marks. This is what we were talking about before, I guess.
Are they retreading the same shit?
Sounds
like
it.
I feel like they already said this.
See which tick the end of the object is closest to. Round your answer to the tick mark.
They already said go lower if it's between
them. It's the most accurate.
How do I measure subatomic particles?
Oh, you're going to have to... Get a subatomic ruler.
A subatomic tick.
Consider why you're measuring when you round. If you're measuring
wood, the psychology of measurement. Consider why you're measuring.
Why am I cutting wood?
Does this even matter? Does size even matter? Why am I rounding?
Yeah. What is a tick? What does it mean to be Mark?
I find myself, I'm more of a Mark.
Oh, but they are actually saying what I said. Round up, since you can always cut off more, but you can't cut off less.
Suck off more.
Converting metric and imperial units. Yeah. This is not what the guide is about, converting metric to imperial. I used to do something when I was in school to convert, which my teachers would always like complain about because I only ever learned one conversion.
Oh.
It was 2.54 centimeters equals 1 inch. So I would just immediately extrapolate that to like miles. So I'd be doing dimensional analysis. I'd be like, yeah, there's this many like in a kilometer and then this many kilometers in a mile. And I'd like amp it all the way up. And they'd be like, no, 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 you cannot play that way. Like, that is not how we do dimensional
analysis.
Dude,
I hate when you fail a bisexuality quiz and you get sent to conversion class.
And you go the mile.
They're like, okay, well, how many inches are in a mile?
How many centimeters are in a mile? They're like, I know this one. I think the reason my teachers got mad at me is because it's like kind of incorrect when you're doing like dimensional analysis.
Isn't it not exactly 2.54 either?
It's 2.54 and then a bunch of change.
Yeah. So it's essentially 2.54, but yeah, inaccuracies pile up.
Yeah, over time. So when I'm taking that number and I'm multiplying it through 20 times to get to like miles.
Yeah.
Pretend you're an American who wants to buy a shirt in France. Okay, Hank, what would that sound like?
I'm always doing that, man. Whenever I'm in doubt, I'm just pretending I'm trying to buy a shirt in France.
Just imagine you're a Canadian visiting the U.S.
What shirt are you trying to buy?
Oh, excuse me, I would like a
medium.
You're
an American. You're an American. You say parlez-vous anglais?
No.
No.
No, no.
And you say, oh, s'il vous plaît.
You're like, excuse me, I need to buy a shirt.
Où est la bibliothèque?
I don't remember any French besides je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. Quel âge as-tu?
What's that? How old are you? How old are you? That's a very important thing to know if you're speaking French, right?
My French teacher described that, how to say that to us as like, it sounds like a train engine, like, quel âge as-tu, quel âge as-tu, quel âge, and like walking up to somebody in the middle of the street, like,
quel âge as-tu,
quel âge as-tu, quel âge as-tu.
Yeah, look up how many metric units fit inside imperial units.
Because we're not going to do it.
Yeah, what about the rebel units?
Hank, do you want to cover other ways to measure length?
With your hand. If your hand is bigger than your face, then you have cancer.
I thought it was diabetes.
No, it's actually type 1 ligma.
If your hand is bigger than your face, you're bisexual.
Shit.
Going and posting on the forum. Yeah. My friend said, if your hand is bigger than your face, you're bisexual. Am I bisexual?
My hand is bigger than my face. What do I do?
I don't know. Get with a guy.
Start sucking. Happens. Use a cloth tape measure to find lengths of clothing measurement. Cloth tape measurers are short and more flexible and less abrasive on skin than regular tape measurers.
Regular tape measurers are so rough on the skin.
Oh, my. It's always pinching me. It's metal.
So cold.
Shoppers and tailors take clothing measurements between specific points for accurate measurements. Oh, it's like you're going to get a suit. You pull up to the soup and he starts measuring you the tape measure and chafing my body. Oh, no.
I feel like some of the measurements they take for a suit, when they take, like, your armpit to, like, your belly button. Yeah. Like, there's all these weird, like, angles they take sometimes.
They got
to
get the distance between your balls and your butthole.
So here's a little life tip. I went and got a suit for a friend of the show, Billy. Mm-hmm. He had his wedding. It was a great wedding. But when I got fitted for the suit, they were like, oh, this needs an alteration. The arms are just a little too long. The alteration was like $100.
Yeah, that's fuck? Bullshit.
And I was like, they probably didn't do anything. They probably put like one stitch somewhere, and they were like, oh, that's it.
And the stitch like came out while you were dancing that night too.
Yeah, it probably didn't even fucking matter. They charged me $100 for it. I feel like it's predatory.
Yes.
Unless the thing really doesn't fit you. Like you get up to the thing, and they're like, well, the arms fit, but the sides look weird.
And just roll your sleeves up.
I have noticed that in the like four or five different suit places that I've gone to, like Gentleman's Warehouse.
Oh, you've been to a lot of weddings. I keep forgetting that. All your friends are married.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You never catch the bouquet, right?
No. I slam dunk it out of the air. In every single suit shop that I've been to, it's always like one vaguely Asian lady in the back room that they all, like every single suit they bring to her is like, all right, here's this. And it's always, she's has a stack of 50 suits next to her, and she's the only one in the store that knows how to sew or do any kind of alterations whatsoever.
There was a little Italian guy at the place I went to.
Maybe they're friends.
I feel like they have to be little. If you're a tailor, you have to be little.
Yes.
It doesn't matter like where you come from or where your family's from. Like, you got to be little.
Yeah.
Your tall son, he becomes a priest.
Or a
basketball player.
This one's for all my miniature sons out there.
Otherwise, you can be a, what do they call it? A shoe repair, a cobbler.
A cobbler.
You can be a cobbler.
That's the only other job for small people.
Short people. I feel like you can run a bakery, but you have to co-run it with a giant.
Yes, because they have to. They're the ones that have to put all the things on the racks.
Like, yeah.
Take it out of the
oven. It's like at a pizza place. There's always like one really tiny guy at every pizza place. And then there's like a big...
The guy that puts the pizza in and out of the oven with the big long wooden stick.
Yeah. And the little guy's answering the phone.
Use an odometer to measure the length of a car trip.
Oh, do you guys ever do that?
No.
For fun?
No. Absolutely not.
I usually just measure trips and how much gas it takes.
Yeah, I'm a big gas guy. I always like to fill up my tank when it's half empty.
Oh, are you a person that charges their phone when it's at 50% rather than wait?
No, I just do it in the morning. But my car, because since I don't drive that much, it feels normal to do it then. Because if I don't do it then I'm gonna like not be able to fill up my gas all the time, and it's like fun to give my car food.
I like to gas up on like sunny days. If it's not a sunny day, I really hate gassing up the car. There's just something nice about standing in the sun. And then while the thing's gassing up, you can look around. You can see the pretty trees.
Well, because when I get gas, it's also an excuse to get treats. A little gas for the car, a little gas for me.
It's a win-win situation.
Didn't they call food fuel in the last episode? Yes. Yeah, get a little fuel.
It has been known, not known, I guess, it has been theorized that the time at which you pump your gas dictates how much money you pay to actually fill your tank, because the hotter it is outside, the hotter the gas is, the more it evaporates, the more gas you're actually pumping into your tank.
Yeah, my car only likes iced gas.
Wait. It gets
not
like
not that much gas back. Is being lost to evaporation.
You're right, but it is technically more efficient to pump your gas in the mornings when it's super fucking cold out and the ground isn't hot yet.
I've been running into gas stations that don't have that little stopper on the inside, so you can't just like let go of the handle.
Yep.
So annoying.
Wait, like, you guys aren't handle squeezers? I love squeezing the handle. I never use the lever.
I put the lock on and I just fucking leave it.
Same. Another theory is, though, don't put it all the way. Put it like only one notch, not two notches.
I did a little deep digging once. I put the thing way down into the tank. Yeah. And then when it filled up, it shot gas everywhere. And then I was like, fuck. So I like took like a microfiber rag out of my trunk. Yeah. And I like wiped down the gas off the paint because I didn't want the gas to like hurt the clear coat or whatever.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then I put the rag back in the car, and then my car just reeked of gas all the way home.
You fool!
I washed it like 20 times, and it still stinks like gasoline. So never use anything to clean up gasoline.
You're supposed to wash it with Dawn dish soap, man.
I soaked the thing in baking soda vinegar and Dawn dish soap, and it just stinks like gas.
Yeah, so one time I was pumping my gas, and this like old little lady comes up to me, and she's like, never use the little handle. They put razor blades in there.
Ah.
And so I never have.
That's really funny. I bet she saved your life so many times.
There could have been so many razor blades.
Imagine how many times your fingers could have gotten barely cut.
And then imagine the opportunity cost of all the things you could have been doing with the hand that you were using to hold the handle.
Like, what is the opportunity cost? What am I going to... I still have to stand there. I can't drive away.
You're going to eat your snacks. You're going to look at your phone. You're going to...
Do you really want to be in more physical contact with the most disgusting thing that most people interact with?
I like squeezing it. It's fun. I feel like a race car driver.
People are taking their penis hand from when they're driving and they're putting it right on the handle.
From after they measured their penis.
Yeah. Or it's like it's the hand that they're always holding their penis in when they drive.
One hand on the stick and one hand on the dick.
No hands on the wheel.
Just driving with your knees.
Or a third arm on the wheel.
I use one hand. Okay.
All the public masturbators driving
around. That's what everybody does.
Sometimes,
right?
I do wonder like how many people have publicly masturbated like while driving.
I mean, somebody is, you know, roadhead is a thing, of course.
But I don't think it really is. I think it is, but I think it isn't.
It's more just like a porn video kind of thing.
I think it's like a thing people say that happens, but it like very rarely happens.
I feel like it'd be kind of hard to like bend over and like get in the... Because then like, you know, the head's kind of in the way of the arms and the wheels.
Yeah,
you'd have to be leaning across. So maybe it would work if you had like a bench seat like on an old pickup truck, but it's probably not going to work when you have a full center console and they're like leaning over the center console.
You're like okay, every time you steer. I'll just put my hands behind my head like this.
Well,
I'll hop in the back seat real quick.
Teslas.
Put the Tesla on autopilot.
Yeah, hop in the back Teslas seat. Are really enabling this activity.
It's really amazing.
Okay, and left, then, left, nope, two left, we're going over the bumper.
Yeah, and then full self-driving just wraps your car around a pole. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, he wasn't looking at the wheel.
Sorry, we drove into that like little like under boob of like those trucks, those like big freight trucks.
I drove underneath a logging truck, killed you. Sorry.
Did you see recently the self-driving car got stuck in a loop? They just kept like driving around a circle.
It's over a roundabout.
Like, it was a roundabout, and they just kept going around the roundabout.
There were these guys.
He starved to death. He died.
There were these guys in Italy who just all they did was take salt. They took a bag of salt and put a cut in it and just laid out fake pavement markings.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Like with the salt. And just like guided a Tesla off the road. And then they built a Tesla trap, which was basically like building a shape where the Tesla thought it was like. Couldn't move because of like the solid lines.
Oh,
so it just like stopped, and they're like, "Yeah, a criminal could very easily just spray paint this pattern on any road and just trap any Tesla crazy. Drives by and just beat the shit out of it."
Like that's crazy.
That's like drawing a chalk line around a frog and watching how it refuses to jump outside of the circle.
Yeah, or like the bugs that the ants that follow like the crayon.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever. Is it red pen?
Yeah, I think it was red pens. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do they do that? Is it just because of the color?
The pheromones. It smells like paint. It
smells like red.
It smells like blood.
Actually, they have what do they call it? I was going to say dysphonia.
Dysphoria.
No, what's the one where like they... Synesthesia.
Oh, they see color, or they smell colors.
Right? They see colors. Yeah.
just like you and me.
My superpower? Seeing colors.
Smelling scents. yeah. Anyways, if you want to measure the length of your car trip, just minus. Look at it first before you leave, and look at it again, and then minus the values.
Just count all the telephone poles you pass. Just add them up, multiply by 50. That's how long you went.
Just use one of those roller things and like stick it outside of your window and like put it on the ground.
Ooh, this one's good.
One of those things.
Last step.
I think it's the last one. Yeah.
Estimate length with non-standard units. Non-standard units are anything besides metric or imperial. Try using parts of your body to make rough estimates.
Like my foot. Mm-hmm. Like my foot up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
See how far my ass...
You can also use objects you have on hand.
Yeah, see, a mile is actually 870 bajillion quintillion plank units.
Planks, huh?
That's the tiniest unit of measurement. It is so small that you actually can't measure it, which is kind of weird because they like still call it a measurement.
I'll measure it.
I'll measure your plank.
I'll measure it. Look. See?
You just did
3 inches long.
Wow.
The smallest measurement.
3 inches long. They've never been able to get smaller.
Hank, you were being advertised Disney on Ice. Do you want me to buy you a ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, are we still logged in?
Yeah,
our new community account. Oh, do we get any
powers from that?
We're probably still logged in. How to write numbers in words.
Whoa, how to write numbers in words. Oh, my God.
And then there's one here. It's the Trachtenberg method. Learn how to quickly calculate multi-digit numbers quickly.
You have that voice on lock. That is like the perfect nerd voice I've ever heard.
Really?
That's amazing.
Oh, that's a great compliment for me. I'll add that to my list of great compliments.
You do it really well.
Very good nerd voice.
Proud of you.
Because I start off by pushing my glasses up.
Actually?
Like, the first part of any nerd talking to you is he's going to hesitate to do some weird tick before he talks to you.
Now both of us are trying to prevent ourselves from pushing up our glasses.
Yeah. I'll duel it again.
Duel it. See what happens.
Yeah, how to calculate percentages on a calculator. Fuck that.
Press the percentage button, obviously.
All right, that's all we got.
Success stories?
Success stories? No.
Damn.
This this page has been read 134,000 times.
No fucking way. I don't
14 authors.
Understand. It took 14 people to describe how to measure things.
I feel like WikiHow is like, on Wikipedia, the best editors on Wikipedia are kind of like considered royalty there. They're like, oh, these are top contributors. You know, they're actually very smart, very like shrewd people. And then it's like here, they're like, David Pugh, professional tailor. And they're like, he's one of the best contributors to WikiHow. It's like, WikiHow is where we got like 5 contributors.
Yeah. It's all the tailors and the cobblers.
Like, what are you fighting for?
The army of bisexuals.
Whoever owns WikiHow should just sell it. I'll be honest. Like, this should just be owned by Quora or some other company.
I'm surprised it's not already.
Have we ever looked into who actually owns WikiHow, if they're owned by a parent company?
Yeah, it was owned by some sort of, like, holding company.
Like BlackRock?
Yeah, I'm sure it was owned by BlackRock. Anyway.
On that note.
Leave us a comment on Spotify. Send us an email at magnamorphous@gmail.com. Send Fred an email at Fred.
I don't dox me. They won't know how to spell it anyway.
You can bleep it.
No, it's fine.
It might be funny if you bleep it.
Fred Brandt.
If you want to email Hank, frog@frogmail.toad.
I always use frogmail.toad.
At magnamorphous.com.
You should make the website frogmail.toad.
I think I might. I'm going to write that down.
Dot toad. the domain dot toad. I love it.
All right. Love you guys. Stay cool. Bye.
We're not owned by BlackRock. Bye.
Magnamorphous. .org.
The whole shebang.